KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
At 8:02, we have rain and 42 degrees in Atlantic. We look for scattered showers today, a high near 50. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you by Wellcove Home Health of Red Oak. Experience the spirit of Wellcove. Clarinda Police Chief Keith Brothers reports his officers arrested 22-year-old Dalton Christopher Weiss of Clarinda last night. Weiss was taken into custody at 1100 East Lincoln Street on an outstanding warrant for failure to appear for arraignment from Page County District Court. Pursuant to his arrest, Weiss was found to be in possession of controlled substances believed to be methamphetamine. He was charged for possession of the substance in addition to being taken into custody on the arrest warrant. Weiss was being held in the Page County Jail on $5,000 bond. Police in Creston report the arrest Tuesday afternoon of a man wanted on a warrant for a controlled substance violation. 41-year-old Hollis K. Major of Creston was taken into custody just before 3 p.m. and held in the Union County Jail on a $50,000 bond. Sheriff's officials in Montgomery County say a Red Oak man was arrested Tuesday evening on a valid warrant for malicious prosecution. 26-year-old Zachary Allen Colbank was brought to the Montgomery County Jail and held on $1,000 bond. A Nebraska man convicted in the hit-and-run death of an Iowa man who is trying to help him has been sentenced to 25 years in prison. 29-year-old Dustin Supi was sentenced Tuesday on a vehicular homicide charge in the August death of Troy Ford of Sioux City. A plea deal with prosecutors dropped the charge of leaving the scene of a fatal accident. Troy Ford and his wife Liz found Supi August 8th slumped over the steering wheel of a pickup. As Liz Ford called for help, Supi woke up and put the pickup into drive. A trailer attached to the vehicle ran over Troy Ford. Supi of South Sioux City, Nebraska, told Liz Ford during the sentencing hearing that he was sorry. Well, presidential candidate Ted Cruz, a Republican senator from Texas, will travel to Iowa Friday and Saturday. Cruz, who was elected to the U.S. Senate in 2012, will start off his tour of Iowa, 9:45 a.m. Friday in Sioux City, where he and Iowa Republican Congressman Steve King will hold a town hall meeting at Briarcliff University, the Stark Student Center, in Clare Room at 3303 Rebecca Street. And then at 1 p.m. on Friday, Cruz and King will hold a town hall meeting in Harlan. The event takes place at the American Legion Hall located at 7th and Chatburn Avenue. The Audubon School Board Monday evening was notified of a change in classification of their football program from Class A to 8 player. Superintendent Brett Gibbs.
We will be small enough to play 8 player football starting next year. And so we just notified the board of that because, you know, there's been some talk around town about whether we were or we weren't. We just wanted to make sure the board was well aware of where we were at. And our coaches came, and their recommendation is that we do go down and play player football. It looks to me like at least, you know, for sure the next 2 years will be small enough. The next time they count, you know, the number's 115 will be right around that number in grades 9 through 11. So, you know, things might change. But it looks like we could be an 8-player school now going forward.
Gibbs said also the school board approved a change in a cooperative sharing swimming agreement with Carroll to Atlantic beginning in the 2016-17 school year.
We've been in a co-op with Carroll School District for, probably 7 or 8 years now, but we haven't had anybody actually swim up there in the last 4 years, maybe five. And since the Y got built in Atlantic, our younger kids have kind of been going down there and swimming as part of the Y. And now as they get into high school, of course, some of them want to continue with the friends they made down in Atlantic. So the board voted last night to co-op with Atlantic starting with next school year for swimming. You know, it probably only involved one or two kids total.
And Gibbs said the Audubon School Board Monday discussed a preliminary 3-year building and grounds plan.
We just kind of wrapped up our current 3-year building grounds plan. We remodeled the elementary school, got that project all wrapped up. We just upgraded our football field and track. We did, you know, put down new track surface, new lights, new bleachers and press box on the football field. And so now we have a building grounds committee that met, and we kind of put down what we thought were our priorities as far as future projects and stuff, and we presented that to the board, and then in December we'll have the board finalize those plans. And of course, it all depends on funding.
Gibbs said hopefully the Iowa legislature can stop handling the issue of supplemental aid like a political football and set the rate and get that information to the school districts as quickly as possible so school boards can set their budget. Governor Terry Bredstedt and Lieutenant Governor Kim Reynolds touted the Teacher Leadership and Compensation, or TLC, plan earlier this week. The plan takes experienced teachers and makes them mentors and coaches for less experienced teachers. The plan is in its second year, and Reynolds says all districts will have a plan in place in the next school year.
When fully phased in the 2016-17 school year, Iowa Teachers Leadership System will invest $150 million a year. And this is a critical investment and one that we're really proud to be making.
The Department of Education released information Tuesday on the first 39 districts to take part in the program. And those numbers show the other 299 schools had better overall improvement than the first ones in the program. Education Department Director Ryan Weiss says it's because the first districts to implement the plans are large urban districts.
Those districts have higher levels of free students qualifying for free and reduced price lunch, a higher need population of students. And so to see growth across all measures, I think, is a positive trend. I would also add, at the same time that we see growth, we know this is a big transition for districts.
The schools with the TLC program saw an increase of 0.3% in reading scores and 0.2% in math. The schools without the program saw a 1.1% increase in reading and 0.3% in math. Weiss says there is an adjustment period for the new system.
Those teachers taking on these leadership roles are doing so for the first time and are being trained up and skilled in how to really work effectively with adults. So they've been outstanding in working with students and children, and now it's a transition to having the same impact on adults. So we expect those results to only improve and grow over time.
He says he's heard good things about the program from the districts involved. The Council Bluffs School District was one of the first to implement the plan, and Superintendent Martha Bruckner said they've been pleased with their results.
Our Iowa assessments in 2014, the district showed increased achievement in 16 of 20 grade level tests in math and reading.
The state approved $3.5 million in planning grants for the 2014 fiscal year for all Iowa school districts and then $50 million for the 2015 fiscal year for the actual plans. An additional $50 million was approved for the 2016 fiscal year schools to implement programs. Another $50 million will be added in the 2017 fiscal year. The news was brought to you by Walcove Home Health of Red Oak at 1600 Summit in Red Oak. Give them a call at 712-623-2500. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.